Welcome to Mindset for Medical Moms. I'm your host, Courtney Given, fellow medical mom and life coach. I'm here to help you handle everything from doctor's appointments to surgery so you can feel confidence and peace as you navigate the ups and downs of medical motherhood. This podcast will share strategies and real life tools to strengthen your mindset and increase your emotional resilience. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go. Hello, beautiful medical moms. Welcome back to the next episode of the podcast. Today, we are going to talk about taking a break from the hospital. This is something that comes up a lot, especially if you've been admitted recently, or if you are a first-time mom going through this where your baby is in the hospital. Even if you're not a first-time mom, let's just be real. It can be very challenging to figure out how to take a break from the hospital and also how to deal with the emotional impact of it. So today I want to offer you some strategies and some mindset tips on how to take a break from the hospital. I highly suggest that you do take a break from the hospital. At some point, you have to take care of yourself. There is only so much you can give to your own child, or anybody for that matter, without taking a few precious moments to yourself. And in the hospital, things are not restful. They are exhausting emotionally and physically. You talk to tons of people all day long. You do almost nothing and constantly do something at the same time. Every time I've sat in the hospital, I'm always like, I'm not doing anything right now. And yet I'm always on call. There's always a knock at the door. There's always someone to talk to, someone to greet, someone to ask questions. And this is exhausting. And I am the first to admit that you're not going to get the best sleep. You're not going to get the best rest, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try to at least coordinate some of that into your care system. Your self-care is going to look a lot different in the hospital, but this doesn't mean you shouldn't try. And so the very first tip that I have for you that is maybe a little obvious, but honestly something that I didn't really understand until round like two or three in going to the hospital, is communicating to the staff. So they want you to be taken care of too. Their number one job is to take care of your child, and they also care about how you are feeling and how you are doing. I've spoken to many nurses, many doctors, I've spoken to child life specialists, and they all want what is best for the family. So communicating to them, asking them, hey, when is the best time for me to leave? When is the best time for me to take a break? Is tonight a good night for me to sleep somewhere else? Right? Asking these questions, you will be surprised how willing they are to not only find a way for you to take a break, but brainstorm with you and come up with ideas on how to coordinate. Depending where you are in the hospital, where your hospital is located, there are volunteer programs for people to come and hold babies. I remember sitting in our hospital room and I was pumping behind a curtain, so you couldn't really see me, but one of those volunteers had come in to see if Zola needed to be held. And I just was so emotional at that time because I was like, oh, I'm so glad that someone is thinking about my baby and holding them, even if I wasn't here. And so when you become a medical mom, there is no way to do this all by yourself. And honestly, it's not even just about medical motherhood, but in motherhood in general, right? There's that phrase that it takes a village to raise a child. And in modern day society, we don't have those kinds of villages that we need. And it takes some coordination and it takes us asking for help. We have to learn how to ask for help. I have a podcast on this. Definitely listen to it. Asking for help in this circumstance is going to get you the results that you want, which is some alone time, some rest, food, quiet time, whatever it is that you need. Like I said, our needs drastically change in the hospital. What you may need and to survive on at home is going to be different. So the first thing you need to do is communicate with the staff. Talk to Child Life. Talk to a social worker. Talk to the nurses. Talk to a charge nurse if you want to. Like, there are people there that are going to help you navigate the hospital system. And I wish I knew this sooner. I thought that, like, the goal was to, like, use the least amount of services available. But looking back, all I did was put more pressure on myself to do it alone and carry more burdens alone. You're paying for this one way or another, like through your insurance or through your own money, and you can partake of those services because you're already paying for being in the hospital. So communicate with the staff. They want to help you. Number two, this goes along with it, asking for outside help. Finding people you trust, maybe it's a family member or a good friend of yours, to come in and sit with your child. I know sometimes it can be difficult if maybe the nurse you really trust isn't on the schedule, or maybe there's a nurse that you're unfamiliar with, or it's just a busy time in the hospital, or maybe you're on a different unit than you were, so the nursing staff has changed. Ask friends to come help and sit with your kid, especially during naps or even a playtime, right? Like, you can coordinate for older children. Having someone sit and play with your child is an option. And this can allow you to leave the hospital altogether. This can allow you to go downstairs to the cafeteria or upstairs. I was just thinking of my hospital as downstairs. Go to the cafeteria, get a break, get some food. Again, communicating with the staff and saying, hey, my friend is here to watch my kid for the next 2 hours. I'm going to go and take a break and grab food and maybe take a nap or whatever. Disclose how much you want, but you can let them know you're taking a break, because this is telling them that you're also taking care of your needs. And I think that kind of communication can only serve you. And this brings me to number three. Speaking of, sometimes you might not feel comfortable leaving overnight. I totally understand. When they're newborns, I encourage clients and other heart moms to try to get some sleep outside of the hospital, because in those early days post-surgery, they can be taken care of by others way easier than they can as they get older. And so if you can't switch off with a spouse or another family member overnight, or you simply don't want to, another way to do this and get more sleep is by taking a nap in the middle of the day. I've even napped in the car, let's be real. Like, you just can nap anywhere. It's not the best sleep, but that's not the point. We're not talking about, like, ideal situations here. Taking a nap instead of going overnight. This is a way for you to catch up on sleep, get some alone time, and get outside of the hospital. Getting outside of the hospital, I think, is the point I'm mostly trying to make, because there is something grounding and refreshing to just smell some fresh air and get out of there. Our hospital in California had a farmer's market come every week, and that was such a help for me, because I would just go down and that's where I'd grab my lunch. I'd get lunch from the farmer's market, and it was just so nice to see people, like just see new people. My husband and I would switch off at night of who would stay overnight, and this was also super helpful, especially when our daughter was older, because then we were able to kind of tag team going in and out of the hospital. And then on my night off, I would swing by Target, and it was a little bit sometimes disorienting, because I'm like, life goes on outside the hospital. Time stops inside the hospital for me. Like, I don't know what's going on in the world. I just know that I have to be here and focus on my baby. But then I'd go to Target and see all these people. I'm like, oh, life is going on for everyone else. And It was also grounding. Even though I was like a little bit like, ooh, this is kind of weird, it was also nice to do something normal and to just like, oh, here's something I can get for myself, a snack, some nice jammies, even just walking around to just get a drink. It was just a, like a little bit of a routine for me to just go to Target after once or twice a week. Again, these things are just what I was able to create with my support system, but that means it just took some time and creativity to come up with it. I highly encourage you to do the same. Think about something that's available to you that you can do so that you can offer yourself a little bit of reprieve. Another way to do this is by literally just going for a walk outside of the hospital. Maybe around the hospital. Maybe sometimes hospitals have like little paths you can go to. There was a grocery store by ours, so sometimes I would just go across the street to the grocery store, grab a snack, and head back. Our Ronald McDonald House, where we were staying for, we've stayed for there for all of her surgeries, had a gym. So my husband would often go to the gym or go on a run, and that was his alone time and his way of handling his own emotions. And this is an excellent way. I wish I would have taken advantage of it back then to do something normal, to have a break, to feel normal, and to feel like you've been able to take care of yourself a little bit. And in the hospital, a little bit goes a long way. You're never going to feel completely caught up on sleep or rest or even just like the drain of the emotional energy it takes. But giving yourself these small moments of reprieve are going to make a difference. And if you don't, if you refuse because you think that you can't or you shouldn't, you're going to burn out. It will lead you to resentment. It will lead you to burnout. It will lead you to overwhelm. And figuring out a way to add in breaks for yourself is the way to create sustainability for yourself. The thing is that most of the resistance I have seen or moms struggle with when it comes to taking breaks is the concern that what if something happens while I'm gone? And here's the thing. Just because there is a risk doesn't mean you have to stay. Just because there's a risk that something happens doesn't mean that means you have to stay, because there's risks for everything. Right? There's a risk when we drop our kids off for school. There's a risk when we get in the car. It doesn't mean we shouldn't get in cars. It doesn't mean you shouldn't leave the hospital. And just because you're there, it doesn't mean it's going to stop or prevent something from happening. This is the reality of medical motherhood, and it's really shitty that it's unpredictable. It's really shitty that we don't have control over these situations. However, we can't operate always constantly on the what ifs, because when we're doing that, we are just creating more stress and more emotional turmoil for us. We're also operating out of like guilt and shame versus like, okay, I'm worried that there may be something happening or some risk that happens while I'm gone. I'm only going to be gone for an hour. And an hour is such a short amount of time, right? Like I'm not saying that you should just not do the opposite of what you're comfortable with. Really check in with yourself. And it takes time to build up that comfortability of leaving the hospital. I, for me, didn't like leaving the vicinity of the hospital. I would go to the Ronald McDonald House, which was like a 10-minute walk, or I would go to Target, which was like 20 minutes away, or I would go to the grocery store across the street. I had a really hard time going outside of that vicinity. My husband traveled about an hour and a half away to go see our kids. I think I did it one time with him when we were visiting for like a holiday, or there was something for our other daughter who was at home, and he would visit our daughter at home and I would stay at the hospital. I had a hard time leaving that far away. I did it once, and the whole time I was just like, oh my gosh, I want to get back to LA. Like, I just wanted to be around the hospital. When you take breaks, it's going to help you feel more confident and comfortable doing it again. And not only that, but you're going to see the benefits of it in your own demeanor, your own relaxation, your own ability to manage your emotions and stress. I also want to point out that if you think about leaving and your immediate response to yourself is no, because you can't do this, it makes you a bad mom, it makes you selfish, it makes you uncaring or irresponsible, all those things are false. You are still a good mom if you take lots of breaks from the hospital. In fact, it's a privilege to be able to stay in the hospital. Many families in the hospital we were could only visit could only visit their kids a certain amount of time during the day. I remember when we were touring our hospital, I was still pregnant, and a lot of the rooms had no adults in them. We were passing by some rooms, and my husband had mentioned it to the nurse who was doing our thing, and they were like, yeah, many families have to work. Like, they just can't be here physically for their children, but they come right after work. And I was just like blown away because I was like, duh, that is so, like, we were just like, oh, obviously, how could we be so judgmental? It's a privilege to be able to be there as much as you can. And it doesn't make you a bad mom if you take a regular break from the hospital, if you take nights off from the hospital. If a man, a father, only went to the hospital after work and left in the evenings, never spent the night, no one would bat an eye. It is not inherently a mother's job to stay. It does not make the father a good father because they're only coming after work. Like, you are equal in parenting, equal in responsibility. And if you wouldn't criticize a father for doing or taking a break, you cannot criticize yourself for it. Most of the criticism is because aimed at women, because we are socialized to see ourselves as more responsible for caring for our children, the responsible party for putting our needs behind others. Like, it's our job to put all of our kids' needs first, and we already do that so much. Like, motherhood, parenthood in and of itself is so much sacrifice. And it's a sacrifice a lot of us are willing and want to make because it doesn't even feel like a sacrifice. It's just something that we know we're willing to do. But nonetheless, we still sacrifice our time and our energy. And when you do that, it does not make you a selfish person to say also, hey, and I have needs and I need to go take a shower and I don't want to take a shower in the hospital shower. I want to go to the hotel that's down the street. I want to go to the Ronald McDonald House. I want to drive an hour back to my own house and do that, right? Like, you are allowed to go home. You are allowed to have boundaries. You are allowed to leave. It does not make you selfish. It does not make you a good person if you just stay the entire time and never leave the hospital. You don't get extra points. You don't get extra stars. It doesn't give you any more credit than another mom who leaves or is only able to be there a few hours each day. Some families travel so far from their house to get to the hospital and don't qualify for a Ronald McDonald. So they're literally traveling hours back and forth to the hospital to see their kids. That doesn't make them bad. In fact, I think it's the opposite. Taking a break makes you a good mom. Taking a break makes you responsible. Taking a break makes you caring, because you are not just caring for your child, but you're caring for yourself. And self-care, emotionally and physically, is not a selfish thing. It's a need. You have to take care of yourself. You have to sleep. You literally cannot function without sleep. And we've all been there. If you've been in the hospital and you've had like a rough time, especially like those first few days when you're not sleeping before being admitted, and then like the first surgery and how just like getting settled in the hospital, it is so exhausting. And if you've been in the hospital and haven't had good sleep for several days in a row, you start to deteriorate. I remember trying to coordinate things at like 3 a.m. for blood draws and finally had to just shut the whole thing down. I was like, Zola was getting blood draws like every hour and a half all throughout the night. And I think it hit 3:30 or 4 a.m. And I was like, we have to stop. Like, we cannot keep doing this. I have to do this in the morning. And they were like, well, things are going to get pushed behind. And I was like, I understand that. And I'm saying no, because I cannot function. Luckily, it wasn't a critical need. Like, we could push it back and there was not going to be a crazy consequence. But it took a lot of confidence for me, and it was like me not just caring for her because she kept getting all these blood draws done and it was hard for her, but she also needed sleep and I needed sleep. And it was a moment where I was like, oh, Zola matters and I matter. And in this scenario, I cannot be the best advocate for her if I'm super sleep deprived, irritated, and not being able to even think properly to form a coherent sentence. And I always think back at that point of like, you matter too. You matter too. And you're allowed to just say no or reschedule something or coordinate it so that it's not at 3:30 in the morning. I was like, wait, why didn't I have this plan when they first introduced it to me? And they first had said, oh, all night long, we're just going to be taking her blood test. And I look back and I'm like, I thought I couldn't say something. I thought, oh, well, they know they're in charge. You also have a voice too. And giving yourself a break for a short time or a long time will help you, because you have to take care of yourself too. Your ability to stay with your child will go farther. Your ability to focus will stay longer. Your ability to communicate will be better. All of that matters. And I want you to know that if you are feeling guilty for taking a break in the hospital, I want you to send me a message and I will help you not feel guilty. Or post in our Facebook group and talk about your feelings, and I promise you there is going to be a flood of encouragement, because moms get it. And if you need support, reach out. And if you want to have more confidence and feel more capable and empowered through medical motherhood, coaching does this so that you can have a continual amount of support with you, not just with a one-on-one coach, but also in a toolbox that we create together. We build a foundation together where you create tools for yourself so that you know how to manage your emotional needs, process your feelings, and just feel more confident and capable overall at navigating medical motherhood. I would be honored to work with you and to help you through your journey and process your diagnosis, help you walk through that grief, help you plan for the future, help you get through surgeries. I have coached people at hospital cafeteria rooms over the phone. I have coached people in parking lots on Zoom while they're in the car. I have coached people in pumping rooms, in their home offices, in their hospital rooms, in their work offices, on the couch with babies. I am a super flexible coach because I understand how life gets. And I know that there is someone out there that is looking for that support but is nervous to take the next step. And so I just want you to know that this is your sign that I don't bite and I'm waiting for you. I'm ready and I know you're ready too. So thank you all for listening to this episode. I am so grateful for each and every one of you who listens. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye. The episode is over, but there's so much more you can get from our Facebook group. Come to the Mindset for Medical Moms Facebook group community at the link in the show notes and discuss all the things about the podcast. Also, you can get coached for free. Come and ask me questions and connect with fellow medical moms. I hope to see you there. Thank you so much.